Again, blessings on your intentions. I suppose I should say thanks for coming on such a cold morning. I had the 7 a.m. Mass, and there weren't too many customers at that Mass. So good to see our parish family gathering. Lots to pray for always. Our Acts team is here, the next men's retreat, first weekend of April. So an encouragement to the men of the parish to consider joining this retreat. And we have a commissioning prayer service for the leadership team. Bless you. Pro-life prayers, the first reading. Huh? I call you to be my servant from the womb. So pro-life prayer, especially this week, Wednesday, now called Day of Prayer for the legal protection of the unborn. Our youth group heads to Washington for the March for Life. Many people will be there Friday, so I promise them our prayerful support. Also, this week, it's called Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. And, of course, we all have members of family, friends, members of different churches, certainly in my family. The Catholic Church is ecumenical, recognizing the value of all religions. So we pray this week, and for unity, peace in our world, peace with, the religions, races. I love the opening prayer. It said, Lord, pour out your peace, grant us your peace in these times, our opening prayer. So a very good intention. Then we always pray for our families who bury loved ones, not to highlight, one parishioner over another, but I'm really feeling for the Rathman family. I know many know them, and so many crosses have come their way these past years. So yesterday, we were here for the Memorial Mass for Jimmy Rathman, 32 years old. Church was packed with young people. He's a graduate of our grade school in 02 and St. Lucie High 06. So many young people were here offering our prayerful support. So blessings for that family. And again, you'll hear the names. We always pray for families who bury their loved ones. And blessings on your intentions. You are my servant, says the Lord, called, St. Paul, the second reading, called to be an apostle. Now, if this was a grade school Mass, I would say, remember what the word apostle means? And hopefully my eighth graders would say, I think it means one who is sent on a mission. Well, now, see, ordinary time, different meanings for that word ordinary, but maybe, sent on a mission just for the ordinary events of our day, the ordinary life that we all live. You are my servant through whom I will show my glory. Well, the world certainly needs to see the glory of God, so much darkness in our world, and you, see, my servant, through whom I will show my glory. I did at my grade school Mass this week. This message came up, and so I asked them, if you go to a restaurant, and the man or woman comes up, and they say, well, hello, my name is Norbert, and I will be your... And I asked them, what do they say? Well, they all said, waiter. And I said, yes, but sometimes they use a different word. I will be your server. Maybe a little more richness of meaning, care, attention. Maybe they want a bigger tip, but I will be your server. See, we hear that. See? So called to be a servant of the Lord, because the world needs to see his glory. And it's a wonderful thing. Is there anything better than being a servant? One translation where Jesus said, there's no greater love well, then to lay down your life. There's no greater love than to offer your life in loving service for others. Nothing better. But Isaiah, wow, at the end, huh? Well, it's too little for you to be my servant. I will make you a light, even better. See, the darkness of our world, and the Lord needs a light. Remember the decorations up here at Christmas? I came in Monday morning. I thought, oh, man, looks rather bare up here. And many spoke of the beautiful decorations, certainly the crib scene. But you know my favorite? The lights that were on the trees. I would dim the lights here in church. A couple of people said, I can't see my prayer book. I said, well, it looks terrific, you know. The lights coming from the altar, see? And, of course, the Lord needs you to show his glory with your light, the beauty of a light, maybe even better than a life of service. And the gospel, again, you know, called to be an apostle, sent on a mission. And John the Baptist here, in a sense, he's saying, well, my mission has been accomplished. So now I'm turning it over, you know, to the Lord. See? And I thought of that phrase, mission accomplished. I said, that's a phrase, isn't it? I think I've heard that. I think I know what that phrase is. But I Googled it to make sure. You know what came up? May 2003, then President George W. Bush, landing on the aircraft carrier, the USS Abraham Lincoln, and it said he didn't actually say the phrase. It was on a big banner up behind him, up above. Mission accomplished. Then it went on to talk about there's a controversy with that because, in a sense, the mission was not accomplished and the military presence still needed, even today, you see. Well, John the Baptist, yes, his mission accomplished. Then he turned it over to Jesus. And, of course, the Lord turns the mission over to you and me, to be a servant, to be a light.